Hello?
Hello, good evening, sir. My name is Joe, calling on behalf of North Service. I'm doing a survey, sir, to voters in Ohio about the upcoming elections and some of the issues. Can you be kind and share your opinion with us? I'll be brief, okay, sir?
Where are you calling from?
It's called NOR, N-O-R, Surveys, NOR Surveys.
Sure.
Okay, I'd be appreciated, sir. And First of all, just to make sure that I'm speaking to an adult, okay? I need your age range. Are you under 18, between 18 and 29, between 30 and 49, between 50 and 64, or 65 and older?
30 and 49.
Okay. The media in the United States generally classifies people as white, Anglo, Hispanic, or Latino, black, Asian, or other. What do you consider yourself?
Hispanic.
Okay, thank you. Are you currently registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Now, there was an election in Ohio on November 7th, 2023. Did you vote in that election?
No.
No? Okay, it's still a long time away, but the next major election in the country will be the presidential election taking place in November of 2024. How likely would you say you are to vote in that general election? Very likely, somewhat likely, maybe, somewhat unlikely, or not likely at all?
Somewhat likely.
Okay. Now, in your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently impacting you and your family?
The economy.
The economy. Thank you, sir. Moving forward so I can get you back today. In just a few words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing, what was the main reason that you decided not to vote in this election in Ohio?
I forgot. Okay. Not a big deal.
Okay. Not a big deal. Okay. And now, like I said, these answers are strictly confidential. Now, here is a summary of one of the issues on this year's ballot in Ohio. Please indicate how you voted. Summary, provide a state constitutional right. Issue 1, make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions, including but not limited to decisions about abortion, contraception, fertility treatment, miscarriage care, and continuing pregnancy, and allow the state to restrict abortion after fetal viability, except when necessary to protect the pregnant patient's life or health. A no vote opposed amending the Ohio Constitution to provide a constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions. Based on that summary, how would you have voted on issue 1, yes for issue 1 or no for issue 1?
Honestly, I don't remember which way issue 1 was, but I don't care.
Okay, now I'm going to read you some different ways that people might have heard about the election this year. Please tell me whether you experienced these things in this election cycle. English language TV ads, English language radio ads, English language online digital ads and videos, YouTube, social media, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, phone calls or texts from volunteers, someone coming to your door, billboards and yards. How did you hear about this?
About what?
The November 7th election.
Probably social media, Instagram.
Social media. Okay, thank you. Moving forward so I can get you back to your day. When considering an issue that specifically focuses on reproductive health or abortion access, whose opinion and perspective do you trust and respect the most, as well as believe to be the most credible? Friends or family, healthcare, medical professionals, faith, religious leaders, clergy, women in general, women who have experienced an abortion, men in general, men who have experienced an abortion with their wife, partner, girlfriend, elected officials, Planned Parenthood, pro-life organizations, celebrities, social media influencers. Who do you?
it's a large list. Frankly, myself.
Yourself, okay. Y-O-U-R-S-E-L-S. Thank you, sir. Moving forward. Now, did you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7th election in Ohio that specifically impacted how or if you voted in this election?
No.
No, okay. Now, did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you will vote on issue one?
No, I didn't vote.
Okay, yeah, I understand. Did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you would vote on... Okay, since you didn't vote... Okay, bear with me. Did not vote. Okay, let me move forward. Did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you would actually vote? No, since you didn't vote,
no.
Okay? Okay, yeah. Let me just... Did not vote. Let me move forward here. Now, sir, I'm going to read you... We're almost done, okay? I'm going to read you a series of messages that were used by both sides of the issue one debate in Ohio. After I read each message, please let me know if you found that particular message to be convincing or unconvincing. Okay?
Okay.
When we face personal medical decisions, we depend on our doctors, our faith, and our family. And the last thing we want is the government making those decisions for us. That's why voting yes on one is so important. It ends Ohio's extreme abortion ban, a ban with no exceptions for rape or incest. Issue one even protects birth control and emergency care for miscarriages, so Ohio families will always have the freedom to make the most personal of decisions. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
I don't understand the argument at all you made.
What do you mean? Can you explain it to me? You don't understand what I'm saying? Or you don't understand that?
I'm not sure what you were asking there.
Okay. I'm going to read these statements, okay? Do you find those statements convincing that you would vote one on both yes on issue one? Do you find that very convincing, what I just read to you?
What? Explain to me what issue one was.
Issue one was about the...
but what was voting yes? What did voting yes say you're okay with?
Okay. When we face personal medical decisions, we depend on...
You're repeating the question, but I don't even know what issue one was.
Let me jump to the next question, okay? Both Joe Biden and Donald Trump oppose partial birth abortions and late-term abortions. But if issue one passes in the 9 months, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother. Republicans and Democrats oppose the late-term abortions allowed under issue one. Join them by voting no on issue one. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Quite unconvincing.
Okay. Unconvincing. Okay. Now, legal experts say issue one allows for abortion even after viability for mental, emotional, and even financial reasons, not just to protect the life of the mother. Many women have been so overwhelmed that they considered having an abortion, but were glad they were ultimately chose not to have an abortion. This is why many pro-choice women are voting no on issue one, because it goes too far. Do you find this argument convincing or convincing?
Unconvincing.
Okay. Now, this is just a statement that a lot of people have said. Your daughter is young, vulnerable, online. You fear the worst. Pushed to change her sex or get an abortion. You have some right to help her get through this. But activists want to take all that away. Under their proposed amendment, to the Ohio Constitution, the state shall not interfere with individuals getting abortions or sex changes. Meaning you could be cut off the biggest decision of your daughter's life. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing.
Thank you. And government should never force a rape victim to have their attacker's child. Never, especially when the victim of the rape is a child. But that's the law in Ohio. And that's why voting yes on one is so important. Voting yes stops the ban and gets the government out of the way. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing.
Okay, now, so the last few questions are just for statistical purposes. Which party mostly shares your personal views on the topic of abortion and reproductive rights? Democrat, Republican, or don't know?
Don't know.
Okay. Now, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States that will likely determine how you will vote in the 2024 election?
Inflation.
Inflation. Okay. Now, if you had to choose which of the following three issues you would say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in the November 2024 election. Economic issues and inflation, abortion and reproductive freedoms, protecting democracy in the United States.
The economic.
Thank you. Now, will the issue of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for you personally in determining how you will vote in the 2024 election?
No.
Okay. Now, I know it's still a long way off, sir, but if the November 2024 election for president were being held today and the candidates were Joe Biden as the Democratic Party nominee, Donald Trump as a Republican Party nominee, a third party candidate, or are you currently undecided?
Trump.
Trump. Okay. Now, why? If you don't mind me asking.
Because he's not Joe Biden.
Okay, he's not Joe Biden. Okay. Now, just a couple more questions. In what country were you born?
The United States.
Now, in what country were your parents or grandparents born?
United States.
Okay. Now, moving forward, last questions are, which political party do you primarily identify and agree with the most? The Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or some other party?
Republican.
And do you consider yourself very liberal, moderate, conservative, or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Very conservative, okay. And what is your annual household income before taxes? Less than $25,000, between $25,000 and $50,000, between $50,000 and $75,000, between $75,000 and $100,000, or more than $100,000?
More than $100,000.
And, sir, this survey is strictly verbatim. I have to read it. What is your gender? I'm not trying to, I'm sorry. I have to read it.
Male. It's okay. Male.
Okay. Sir, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy the rest of your day. Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you too.
Bye-bye.
What the fuck?